Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana head coach Archie Miller broke the news to the media last Friday afternoon that Deron Davis would be out indefinitely.
Let me start by saying that Deron Davis suffered a lower leg injury in practice yesterday. It was a non-contact injury. He'll be out indefinitely until we have, just a very 100% clear indication of what that is. That being said, obviously we're moving forward as a group, and it's going to be one of those things that we're going to have to, sort of go practice by practice and game by game. And the biggest detriment to our team now will be obviously foul trouble, something that is going to be, huge in terms of us moving forward and being successful and having to try and, keep our best players on the floor for the longest period of time. And all hands on deck. I think every guy on the team at this point in time is going to have to, really raise their level of play. And guys who haven't maybe had such roles here early in the season, like I always say, if you're working and you stay ready, you never know. And when your number's called, you have to be ready to go. And I think there'll be some guys with, more opportunity here to play.
If Saturday's game was any indication about who would take up those minutes, it was freshman Justin Smith. Given a chance to start, he shot 7-10, made all four of his attempts from the free throw line, and even knocked down 2 3-pointers in 26 huge minutes, helping Indiana out-rebound Minnesota and win on the road 75-71. The Hoosiers will need another big effort, maybe not from Smith, maybe it's Freddie McSwain or Zach McRoberts, but tonight the opponent is Penn State, the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Hoosiers and Nittany Lions at 6:30. We'll see who steps up tonight. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
With Deron Davis out indefinitely with a lower leg problem, and Colin Hartman nursing a shoulder injury, Archie Miller's going to look to depend on his backcourt to provide some minutes and scoring punch to help the Hoosiers through this tough stretch. Robert Johnson contributed a career-high 28 in Saturday's victory over Minnesota, but Coach Miller suggests moving forward he's going to need more than just one guy.
I think our perimeter guys are a little bit tight, especially shooting the ball. I think those guys got to be freed up here a little bit to take advantage of the opportunities, to make more plays, be aggressive, and play through some mistakes. I think right now, as we got through the non-conference, as we're entering conference play, without our perimeter guys giving us a boost offensively, not just one guy, all of them, they have to be able to bring a punch. They have to go get it. They have to be more aggressive with it, and we're urging them to do that. And hopefully as we get a little bit more down the line, we can start to see some growth there where Josh is playing well, Rob is playing well, Al's playing well, Devontae's playing well. If you ever get a combination of those guys playing well, we're a lot harder to deal with. And I think in just some of our better games this season when we've shown that we can play at a higher level, we usually have a couple of those guys step up. And that's just going to be a big key. Everyone's going to have to raise their level of play. And I think our backcourt has the biggest room for growth. For our team, just because, in my mind, they're not playing as well as they can. And I think we have to be able to, as a staff, be able to bring more confidence to them.
Besides Robert Johnson, the other three guards combined for 51 minutes on Saturday and only scored 2 points. That'll need to improve against a good Penn State team tonight, 6:30, the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.